Billy Joel, and tell her about it on BBC Radio Solent. 6:08 on a Wednesday evening. Thanks for listening. It's time for What's On, What's In. This is where we aim to give you the survival information you need to get by in the modern world, or simply to tell you about some fun things that you can get involved with in the South. And tonight, well, ditch all your preconceptions. We're going to talk about knitting. There's a knitting conference open to the public called In the Loop 2008, Knitting Past, Present and Future, happening at the University of Southampton's Winchester School of Art in the next couple of weeks. And to find out all about it, I'm joined by Linda Newington, one of the conference's organisers. Hello, Linda.
Hi, Steve.
Thank you very much for coming in. This is great. I mean, the idea of knitting, as I just mentioned there, you know, a lot of the hot topics at the moment being green, beating the credit crunch, and knitting really is a good way to do all those things, isn't it?
Yes, I think young people have become interested in it because it's something you can do with friends on the internet. You can pick up free patterns, you can go to the pub, join a club. And there's a new knitting community, although I think older ladies have kept that community going and the young people are picking it up again and reinterpreting it slightly.
It wasn't just a magnanimous gesture, though, organising this conference, was it? It was
no.
A case of, you know, you guys have got a remarkable collection of,
yes.
of knitting paraphernalia.
Yes, at the School of Art Library, we've got the Knitting Reference Library. We have over 12,000 knitting patterns. 500 books, plus journals and magazines from the late 19th century through to the current day. And we also have a collection of objects in special collections at the Hartley Library, over 800 objects, which are in an exhibition that opens during the conference for 2 weeks.
And are these some of the things you brought in, these from the collection?
These are from our handling collection that we have at the School of Art Library that we use with visitors and students when we're doing projects.
Okay, we mentioned the fact that that knitting is quite green. I suppose we should talk about this first. Can you tell me about that?
That's a recycled knitted bag. It's knitted up from Waitrose bags by May Varney from the Knitting and Crochet Guild, who's actually in her 70s and has been knitting since she was about 6 years old. And you could really chart May's life through her knitting projects, both as a child, then as a young woman, and then for her family and now.
It's the most remarkable thing.
Yes.
Let me see if I can describe it. You can, of course, have a little look on our webcam, which is at bbc.co.uk/Radio Solent. But it's a bag which has been knitted out of other plastic carrier bags. Just rustle it into the microphone. And it looks beautiful. It really does look very impressive. And what about these? You told me a bit earlier on about, let me see if I got this right or wrong, the Knitting Vicar.
Oh, no, the Knitting Bishop.
The Knitting Bishop, my apologies.
Popularly known as the Knitting Bishop, Richard Rutt, who's now in his 80s and lives in Falmouth. But he donated his library to us to join Monsey Stanley's collection because they were great friends. And he himself is a knitter, and he was very interested in technique. So he knitted those little pence jugs from a Victorian pattern. And when he gave us his library, we have about 50... Victorian knitting books, which are quite small, but all showing patterns. And so they were actually, I think they're quite a classic example of the boom in printing and mass production of sort of the knitting books. They were the first how to knit books, perhaps.
It's really interesting stuff. We're going to have to leave it there for a second, Linda, and play a song. We'll be back with Linda Newington, who is the organiser of the In the Loop conference, Knitting Past, Present and Future. If this sounds interesting to you, by the way, you can go to this conference yourself. We'll tell you how after we get Travel with Kerry and this from Gabriella Chilmey.